God says do not murder. He says love your enemy. Pray for them.
Are you a good person? If you had to die tonight and have to stand before the judgment seat of the Almighty God, will He find you guilty or innocent? To get answers to your questions and more, go to www.luke923evangelism.wordpress.com. www.luke923evangelism.wordpress.com. Hello and welcome to the Spoke Stood Podcast, episode number 11. My name is Lungisa Jostri. Thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to contact us, email thespokestood1@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @thespokes_dude or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/thespokestood or search and join our group, The Spoke Stood Project. And if you'd like to send us a text or a voice note, send that voice note via WhatsApp, what am I saying, on 072-418-2729. That is WhatsApp, 072-418-2729. And if you send a voice note on WhatsApp, we will play that voice note on our show if it's worth playing. So send them good. When all else fail, visit thespokestood.com. Thank you very much once again for joining us. My name is Lungisa Jostri. Before I go any further, I'd like to acknowledge our top listeners for the Spokestood episode 10. That will be Dineo First Lady Mutlong, Busani Ngubane, Sanele Luglomo, Linda Lee Mahlobo, Makosim Sani, and our brother Gary Steven Krause. If you'd like us to mention you on the show, please like our page on Facebook or like our post on thespokestood.com. You can even post a comment at the Spokes Dude Project group on Facebook. Tweet us, WhatsApp us, whatever. Just communicate with us and we'll definitely mention you on the show.
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous. Here we go.
Though they don't care about you, though no one trusts you, though they not trust in you, they disobey your word, they've gone out of the way that leads to life, that sounds unprofitable, there's no one doing good, no one understands, there's none that seek at God, that trust in open grave, that sickness in the tongues, poison in the lips, the sick shed blood, destruction in the way, no, not the way of peace.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord.
Why do they heathen rage at the people imagine they think? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers taking counsel against the Lord and his Christ. And this is what they say, let's cast their bands asunder and cast away their cords. He that seeks after the heavens shall laugh at them, yes he will. He shall hear them in derision and speak to them in wrath. He shall stain his raiment with the blood of his enemies. Serve ye the Lord with fear, rejoice ye with trembling. Jesus, unless he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled, but blessed are they that trust in him.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory
the Lord.
Yeah, I love that song. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I mean, I love that song. I don't know what was going on in my head when I wrote it. I don't know how I put all those things together, all the panning, all the sound effects. Wow. You know, sometimes, I don't know, we do things and then we wonder, what was I smoking then? By the way, I don't smoke. All right, don't get me wrong there. Anyway, speaking of smoking, I really don't get it. I mean, what does it mean? Why inhale something that's going to destroy your body? Something that has no nutritional benefits or anything of that sort. It's just destroying your body. What's up with that? Huh? Even on TV, on the movies, you can see the guys holding guns and they looking cool, sort of. And then they take the cigarette, put it in their mouth and they puff, you know, they pull that. And then they start shooting, you know, and the guys go like, yeah, you know, when I smoke, I feel invincible. What the hell? Dude, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that if you want to unwind and relax, you got to smoke? I don't think so. Mm-mm. You are destroying your body. There's no relaxation you're getting, really. Your body isn't. Your lungs are not relaxing when you're smoking. You are destroying them, you know? And it's not only destroying your lungs. It's destroying your pocket. Cigarettes, man, are very expensive. And the way they're so expensive is you smoke them, they destroy your body, and it's going to cost you even more when you're now looking for medical attention to fix your lungs, which cannot be fixed anymore because you'll be looking for someone else to give you a lung. Those people who had kept their lungs perfect, not smoking, you're going to need their lungs. And what are you going to do? Carry on smoking? Shame on you. Just to acknowledge our brand new followers on Twitter, that will be Amy Mescott, Steve Cutright, Pamela Holt, Dominic Risitello, Kerry Robiana, and Shakti. Thank you for following The Spokes Dude. If you are not following us yet on Twitter, do so and we will mention your name on the show as our way of saying thank you. Our Twitter handle is at @thespokes_dude. What I'm gonna say now is gonna offend a number of people, and I am not intending to offend anyone who is South African. I'd like to state this upfront. The Spokes Dude podcast is not affiliated with any political party, and we are no friends with any politicians. My name is Lungisa Jostri. I am no friends with any politician. I am no friend with any political party. I despise all South African political party equally. Every one of them are despised by me. I don't like any one of them because all of them are liars and they are all scheming, wanting to get our vote, exploiting the poor and those who are hungry. Okay, with that being settled, let's get to what I want to talk about. Tomorrow is June 16 and South Africa is going to be celebrating what is generally known as Youth Day. But I don't buy that Youth Day garbage. I choose to call this day ANC Racial Agenda Day. Yeah, because that's what it is. To my opinion, this day is used to remind the people of the evils that took place in June 16, 1976. Where hundreds of students were killed by the apartheid police as they were protesting against being taught in the Afrikaans language in schools. And they were also protesting against the oppressive government of the time. Now, this day is said to be Youth Day, but it appears to be another stunt of brainwashing the black community into thinking that the ANC has set them free from the white people and that it has got them freedom. If we can define freedom in its proper sense, we will discover that there's no such a thing in South Africa. There's no freedom in South Africa. Yeah, 21 years, we think we are free. Nope, we're not. We may be free from white people's oppressive ways, but we find ourselves being oppressed by a bunch of black criminals who know nothing about running countries. Mm-hmm. And when they mess up, they blame it on the white people. I say they are criminals because They have no shame in stealing our tax money to enrich themselves. And the very youth they claim to be celebrating ends up in prison cells due to that they are not employed. Thanks to the pathetic education system which is ran by people who have never taught in a school in all their lives. These people, they don't care about our youth, and evidently they allow laws that would further destroy the youth in this country. They tell us that our children at age 16, they can have sexual engagements with anyone they choose. Let me remind you, a typical South African 16-year-old is not done with school. Currently, a 16-year-old who has been doing well at school should be doing grade 11. Then we wonder as to why teenage pregnancy is beginning to be a norm in this country. We get shocked when students are caught having sex in the schools, as if, you know, it's something that shouldn't be considering the situation we find ourselves in, the laws that are imposed upon us. When they see that our children are not doing well at school, what do? They propose to lower the pass mark, showing us that they are only concerned with achieving the higher pass rate at the expense of the quality of our education. These pathetic poor quality school leavers will then be added to the already soaring numbers of underqualified individuals who are good for nothing but to keep producing babies that will require our tax money to feed. This is brutal truth. Take it or leave it. There are, you know, programs on TV that should be banned because they poison the minds and they destroy the moral fiber of our youth. Yet, we don't see that happening. TV programming is encouraging our youth to practice sex, drunkenness, and murder. Yes, I said murder. You know, if you tell a child to have sex and that if she gets pregnant, they can terminate the pregnancy at a local clinic, you are not only making your child a whore, but you are further qualifying her into a murderer. By God's standard, child abortion is murder, and such people who practice these heinous things will burn in hell unless they repent. So, what is left for us to do then? What should we do? Why am I saying this? I'm saying it's time for us to cry out to God that He would open the eyes of our fellow South Africans to turn away from trusting this evil government system in the matters pertaining to morality. You know, we have to give the power back to the family unit. Parents must have control over their children. That's what I'm saying. Youth must be empowered, not brainwashed into hating other cultures, into hating white people. Now, I've shared my opinion on June 16. It's time for you to have your say. On the Spokestood Project group on Facebook, I happen to request you as our listeners to either send us a voice note via WhatsApp or make a comment on the post I made on the group telling us as to what June 16 means to you. I couldn't get any response from Facebook and from the post I did on Twitter. So what I did is just send direct messages to my friends on WhatsApp, and they were more than willing to assist me, and they sent those voice notes giving their opinion on what they think of June 16, and that's what I'm going to be playing for you now.
What does June 16 mean to me? It means just a remembrance of what the youth of 76 did, how violent they were in terms of not accepting the status quo of how things were at that particular time, and showed the power that is within the youth to change things. And when we look around now, I mean, you tend to find that I think the youth is spitting in the face of the efforts being done, or that were did by the youth of 76. I mean, we are Daha addicts, we are Wunga addicts, we are addicts of so many numerous other things. We have forgotten the power which is within inside of us as the youth to effect change. I mean, sure, I mean, there are one or two cases here and there, but in overall, as the youth, we are separated. We are no longer united. It's each man for himself, and we forget how much we can do as a group, which the youth of 76 is a clear indication. We have become a youth of if one was to put it, of people who like to clap hands and appreciate the work of others, whereas we are no longer partaking and wanting to do and take the initiative of being remembered by future generations, to say that this generation, the 2015 generation, did A, B, C, and D. So in terms of it all, I just think it's just a day of remembrance of what the other youth of 76 did to effect change. But we are no longer partaking and becoming effective as the youth of 2015. Yeah, I think that would be my personal view on what Youth Day is and what it has become. Thank you.
When I think of June 16, I think of oppression and the march that students took to fight against oppression against black students. And I think we should always remember that, because the freedom we're enjoying today was because of that significant moment where children just had enough of being oppressed by the white oppressors, so let's give them that name. And I think we should remember that, because no one actually enjoys being oppressed by someone else, and we should really embrace the freedom and the democracy that we are living in currently.
My name is Khumutso Ngobo from Imbali, Pietermaritzburg in South Africa. For me, June 16 means victory. For me, June 16 means success, because in 1976, learners were forced. There was an order that forced all learners to be taught in Afrikaans in all subjects. So having learned Afrikaans at a school level and struggled on it as a subject, I wonder if I could have made it to grade 12 if all subjects were taught in Afrikaans. So for those learners who took part in the struggle and marched against the use of Afrikaans as a medium language for all subjects, I think their action was a victory for themselves and for all the generations to come, including my generation. Because I was born in the 80s, but I benefited from the fruit of their struggle. So for me, June 16 is a day of victory. It is the day where the voice of the youth was heard. And I am sure, that if all our subjects were still taught in Afrikaans, I will not have made it in high school, in grade 12, and eventually in life. I thank those learners. For me, it means victory. It means the voice of the voiceless was heard. It means a lot. Thank you.
My name is Thobeka Hlophe. June 16 for me means that we are once again reminded of the past, about how brave the youth of 1976 were, and that what we should be doing as the youth of today. It also means that we are powerful if we stand for what we believe is right. And dying should never be feared when it is for something right and done in the beneficiary of others. I'll be home, unfortunately. That's how I'll be spending June 16. I wish I could do something great. Maybe I will. I don't know.
The youth fought for our freedom. That's basically it. That's basically what I know. The youth fought for our freedom. Something about Bantu education, Jay. That's a lot of that. I don't know.
That's it.
You caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's exactly, because I wanted an obvious opinion on that.
You caught me off guard. It's basically it. That's basically it. That's the only thing I do.
So how do you celebrate it?
Some wear school uniforms.
No, I mean you.
I just stay at home. I didn't even know there was a function. Every year there's a function at Alexandra Park.
Yeah.
Where Abantu, they get together and braai and whatnot. Nah, I just stay at home.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Oh, okay. My name is Thembile Sibusiso-Dhlomo. June 16, it means actually it's a public holiday in our calendars as South Africans. But back then, in 1976, it was a holiday. Youth of 1976, they were striking against on learning in Afrikaners. They were united. It was do or die. So they were taking whatever. They lost a lot of lives back there. They were strong and brave. In short, it means a young person. I have power to do whatever. There is nothing that can stop me. When I'm quoting a verse in the Bible, I think it's 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy, though I'm not sure about the exact verse, but it says, let no one look down on your youth because you're young. I think that's it.
Well, Dude Nation, that's all we have for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Just to remind you those contact details, you can like our page on Facebook at facebook.com/thespokesdude and follow us on Twitter at @thespokes_dude. You can also visit our website at www.thespokesdude.com, and you can also send a WhatsApp voice note or text at on WhatsApp. It's 2772-418-2729. Thank you very much for joining us. Till next time, it's the Spokes Dude Podcast.